This is Ozarks at Large for a cold January 11th, 2011, 1-11-11. I'm Kyle Kellums. The 88th General Assembly of the Arkansas Legislature is now in session, after months of primaries, elections, and even a Sunday snowstorm in central Arkansas.
In accordance with the provisions of Article 5, Section 11 of the Arkansas Constitution, and by the authority vested in me by the House Rules, Article 5, Section 16A, I, Tim Massanelli, declare the House of Representatives of the 88th General Assembly to be officially convened.
The first day of the session was primarily procedural and traditional ceremony. Members of the House were sworn in yesterday shortly after noon.
Do solemnly swear that I will uphold the Constitution of the United States. And the state of Arkansas.
Then the House parliamentarian, Tim Massanelli, reminded members of the House that the 88th General Assembly is serving in a historic year.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, 100 years ago, in January 1911, the House of Representatives of the 38th General Assembly met for the very first time in this chamber. The state capitol was not complete, but the House and Senate chambers were usable, and so the 38th General Assembly came to order here. Among the group of 100 legislators was a newly elected representative from Deschutes County. His name was Isaac Norman Moore. 100 years later, in January 2011, we have a man named Robert S. Moore, Jr., who represents Deschutes County. Robert S. Moore, Jr. is the grandson of Isaac Norman Moore.
Yesterday was actually just one day off the exact 100th anniversary after the day that the elder Moore was sworn into the House of Representatives. And yesterday, Representative Robert Moore, a Democrat from Arkansas City, accepted the gavel as Speaker of the House for the 88th session, elected to that position by his colleagues in the House. The Speaker addressed his fellow lawmakers for just under 20 minutes yesterday, outlining his hopes and plans for the chamber in the 88th General Assembly. He quickly brought up the need to pay attention to the state's roads and highways.
Let me make it clear that the starting point on dealing with this serious problem is not simply raising taxes. Nobody has any love for paying higher taxes. Rather, the starting point is recognizing that we have a funding mechanism that is inadequate to meet current and future highway maintenance and construction needs, and then having the courage to modify or change that funding structure so that future generations can safely travel on our highways, so that industry will know that we have a viable plan that will ensure their ability to move goods and services swiftly and economically, and so that tourists will be attracted in increasing numbers to enjoy the beauty of our scenic state.
The Speaker also told his fellow representatives that the body had been elected by voters to tackle other serious pressing issues, including another topic that the 38th General Assembly in 1911 considered a top priority, prisons. Speaker Moore acknowledged the prison reform issues of a century ago bear little resemblance to the nuances of prison issues today, but he says the point is the same.
Changes have to be made. Tough changes that will be successfully resolved only with the collective courage of this body.
Speaker Moore also listed education and the quality of the state's soil and water as top priorities for the next several weeks as the legislature works toward the end of the session. At the end of his speech, the Speaker invoked again the memory of his grandfather, a man he called Big Daddy, who served in the House a century ago.
While the challenges of today may be more complex than those my Big Daddy and his colleagues faced 100 years ago, I believe the goals are generally the same. By successfully running for public office, regardless of the motivation, we have agreed to place ourselves on the line, to show leadership, to show courage, and to work for the common and greater good of all Arkansans. That is our job description.
On the other side of the Capitol, there is also a legacy. New Senate President Paul Bookout is the son of Jerry Bookout. The older Bookout served as Senate President 20 years ago. The opening week events continue in and around the Capitol today and tonight. Governor Mike Beebe, reelected to a second term in November, is scheduled to address a joint session of the legislature at this hour. Both the House and Senate convened earlier today for regular business. The legislature, by law, must last at least 60 days, though sessions are expected to last at least 3 months. And if you would like to hear the entire address by House Speaker Robert Moore from yesterday, you can go online to our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.